Okay, we have here a seemingly a very simple Rashi, which comes from a Medrash Rabbah. The Pasuk says that in Pasuk Chavtes, Vayavo Esav min ha-sadeh v'hu oyev. Esav came from the field. Literally, he was tired. So Rashi brings a Medrash that the word oyev we find in Yirmiyahu means when a person, after one kills someone, murders, then there's a feeling of oyev. That's the feeling that a person has after one kills. And it means that Esav had just finished murdering Nimrod, as quoted in the Gemara, and therefore he was tired. Okay. Now we have in the Mefarshim on the Rashi, where does the Medrash get, okay, granted the word oyev in Yirmiyahu means Ritzicha, but we definitely find the word oyev also means kipshuto, being tired. So how does Rashi know that here the word oyev meant Ritzicha, not kipshuto, being tired? So the Be'er Basada says, because it's repeated twice here, first it says, Vayavo Esav min ha-sadeh v'hu oyev, and then later on, two psukim, or a pasuk later, Esav says, give me the food, pasuk lamed, ki oyev anochi. So why does it have to repeat it twice? It could have just, by having it said once, we would know, you know, we say skip pasuk chavtes and just say pasuk lamed, and it'd be self-understood. Because if Esav says, ki oyev anochi, then obviously he's tired. So therefore, one, since it says oyev twice, and one's extra, so therefore one is kipshuto, and one is, means it's a different dimension of ritzicha. So therefore, when v'yavo Esav min ha-sadeh v'hu oyev means, Pasuk's pointing out he just finished committing this carnal crime, and then Pasuk lamed, that's the other oyev, Esav is saying, give me the food because I'm hungry. The Mizrahi, who is a Rishon, who his usual Mefarish and Rashi, he has the same Kasha, and he says a different answer. He says, if you look in the Mizrahi, Dimlokei v'hu roi mi boire, because if oyev meant tired or hungry, then there's a different word which is more precise and more clear. Avagav de oyev namar gamkein b'rav, even though we find the word oyev when a person is exhausted and hungry, so that that's also used, as he quotes a pasuk, mikoma kol midero afke b'loshen roev hamiyuchad arriven, since it doesn't use a word, there is a word of roev which is only, which clearly means hungry, tired, exhausted, and it uses instead a word which is ambiguous, ablashin oyev hamishutif the ritzicha, since it uses a word that has a dual meaning, shmamine after ritzicha. So we see that the Torah bedavka uses that word because there's a connotation in there that that it wants to say the ritzicha. If it just wanted to say that he was tired, hungry, then there are other words to be used that are more precise. And the fact that it used a word that also carries this kind of notation of ritzicha, so shmamine after ritzicha. That's what the Mizrahi said. So I had a very simple question. Is the pasuk says, v'hu oyev twice. So, okay, I'm not bothered by it's redundant, okay? It's not really pashas, it's not redundant. One is describing the case, and two is Esav talking. But the question is, what does it mean? So according to the Be'er Basada, first one means just that he was exhausted from killing, whatever. The second one was that he was hungry, tired. But according to the Mizrahi, if the Torah wants to say that he's hungry, tired, then the Torah would use the word roev. So the word oyev, means af l'ritzicha. So how do you understand pasuk lamed? Right? In other words, there's a nafkamina between the bir basada and the mizrachi. What does the word oyev mean in pasuk lamed? Rashi says his pshat in explaining the word oyev in pasuk chavtetz. There Rashi says clearly from the Medrash Rabbah that the word oyev means beritzicha. Rashi doesn't comment on what the word oyev means in pasuk lamed. So the Chayra, based on the machloikas between the Bir Basada and Mizrachi, where Rashi knows that oyev means resicha, would be an afkamina, how you translate the word oyev in pasuk lamed. According to the Bir Basada, that the whole Rashi's hechroch was gupa because you have to mean, if you say it twice, you must mean two different things. So pasuk lamed means tired, hungry. But according to the Mizrachi, that the Hechrach is because it's the intrinsically the word is a has a connotation of Ritzicha. And if you didn't mean Ritzicha, there are more other precise words that you should have used. So then we have the same diak that you have on Pasuk Chavtas, you have on Pasuk Lamed. And therefore we can prove that in Pasuk Lamed, the word Oyev also means Ritzicha. So the question is, simple reading of the Pasuk. Esav comes in and says, Vayomer Esav El Yaakov, Hariteni no min ha'odam ha'odam ha'zeh, give me this food. Ki Oyev Anochi, because I just murdered someone. Like, what? So what? In other words, what is the connection? Just because you murdered someone, therefore you need food. It's not relevant. If oyev has that connotation, that's irrelevant. If the point is that you're hungry, if you give me the food because I'm hungry, so you're supposed to use a different word. Esav is not, what is Esav interested in mentioning that he murdered? That's not relevant. He wants a food because he's tired, he's exhausted, he's hungry. It's irrelevant that he's murdering. So the Mizrachi says that when a person, right, we don't have to tell me, he doesn't have to say why he's tired or hungry. He's hungry, he's tired. So Mizrachi says the Torah tells you the word oyek because it's telling you it wants to convey a message that it was beritzicha. Otherwise, the Torah has a more precise lashon. So why does it use the word, what's Esav saying? Give me the food because I just murdered. Why is that relevant? Why is that a reason for having food? So what if you murdered? That's not a reason to eat. So when apparently you see a very, very, probably, maybe it's very simple, you cite, but it's nice to see it in the Chazal, is that obviously that isn't a reason to eat. Because people eat, as if you speak to people, they will tell you if they're honest with themselves, for many reasons. People eat because they're hungry. People eat because it tastes good, right? But people eat because they have a need to eat. They're tense. There's tension. They need a distraction. They're depressed. There's many emotional reasons why people eat. It's not nothing to do with the fact that they're hungry, and it's nothing to do with the fact, you know, that the food tastes good. Maybe sometimes the food or the taste good is why it solves the problem that they're eating because they're depressed, or they're all, you know, they're all emotionally shooken up. But it's basically, their main goal to eat is not because they're hungry and not even to get the pleasure. People eat as a way of soothing their nerves. It's a drug. Very often, obviously not everybody, but very often, the eating is a drug. It's like a way of forgetting where you're holding. It's a way of pushing what happened out of your mind. I just murdered someone. I can't, so to speak, live with that. I can't just go back to open. So I need a distraction. I need something to soothe my nerves. I need to go ahead and to get into eating and to focus on the food and just forget about everything else. And it's a form of an emotional outlet to solve the problem. The eighth of his saying, and we see in the pasuk what all the mefarshim point out. I mean, it's in the pasuk, shot in the psukim, but everyone points it out how the strength of Esav desire for the food was, you know, the pasuk reading of the pasuk. Esav in pasuk says lamed bay says hine anochi cholech lamas. Which in the simple reading is that Esav is saying, if I don't get the food, I'm going to drop dead. That's the simple reading. Rashi happens not to learn it that way. Rashi says a medrash. But even without the simple reading of the pasuk, everyone points out that the fact that Esav is selling the bechor for the food is ridiculous. Esav himself valued the bechor, as we find later, that he was so upset that Yaakov took the bechor from him. So here, he's selling the bechor basically because he is desperate. He needs this food. So the pshat is, even though he's not even hungry, really, but he has this tremendous need. He has this tremendous need because of this emotional need. He has to deaden his feelings. He has to, whatever it is, to get rid of his, we don't know exactly whether it's his depression or nervousness or just emptiness but he needs that drug of eating because he's so emotionally challenged by the fact that he just went ahead and murdered someone that he has a desperate needing for food. Right? Really, the Rav Simcha Zissel says is, concept. And the Rav Simcha Zissel is the author from Gelm. He says, Ki ha'olam in the Chokhmah Musar. It's just so nice to read it. He says it so sharp. Ki ha'olam ha'mevakshen tanugas bnei adam. The world that wants these pleasures. Shirim, choyrim, I know what that word is. Kolubnon. That thing, whatever, these different physical pleasures and music and wildness. Who rak the chinas, a pasuk in Mishle, tenu secher to oived, give liquor to a person who is an oived. He's lost. V'yayin amari nefesh, and wine to a person who's basically bitter. Mechafsim litchos moris halev, they're looking to get rid of their bitterness of their heart. Hatomim b'choivam. Right? In other words, in this world, they're full of depression or whatever, and therefore they have to drown out their sorrow, forget their sorrow. So their drinking in Mishle is a way to forget all my problems. The Gra never wanted, went ahead and had a need to go ahead and get drunk. V'lama, why not? Ki libo yamalei simcha v'einek, because the grower was happy. Me iskav atoivim, because it's his big good deals. V'vakoshes chokmes atoira mesameches alei. The grower wasn't happy from his gashmias. The grower was happy from his ruchnias. Right? I tell the guys a story. The grower, we know, went into Gaulis. The Gra, in the certain years of his life, left Vilna, and he went to Gaulis. No one knew who he was, and he went traveling around. So Rav Pleshinsky told us, he asked the Chazon Ish why the Gra did that. What was the reason? So he said, the Chazon Ish told him, because the Gra felt there was a tain on him, that here, Klal Yisrael had Saritz, and he's mamish in Olam Haba. He's in Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. He's mamish having the greatest pleasures. in life. So it's not right. It's a chisaron to be mishtate b'tzaro shel chaveiro. So the Gra felt the necessity to go into Golis so that he could get a certain amount, feel a little bit of a tzar, so he can mishtate b'tzaro of Klal Yisrael. So you think about it. The Gra was called the chosid because he was poyresh from all hanos odom hazeh. He basically did not eat. He obviously ate to survive, but he did not chew his food. He soaked it in his bread in some kind of oil and swallowed it without chewing it. So he wouldn't have the taste of food. He barely slept, except maybe, 2 hours a night? I don't remember. He basically came out, barely slept, barely ate. And the Chazon Ish says he has so much simcha. He had so much simcha to the point that he feels guilty. That's not right. How can I have so much simcha? But that's what he's saying. The Gra has such simcha, so he doesn't need these drugs to make him happy. But the Simcha Zisel is saying, but the other people, their life is missing, so they need these drugs of Tenu Secher Da'ove. So I think that is what's happening here by Esav. Esav is coming in. He is emotionally a wreck. It's nothing, they're not physical. If it was physical, he would say, he's ra'ev, I'm hungry, I'm starving. Right? That's a different expression completely. He's not hungry. It could be that he just had, who knows, it could be he had a major party. He's not hungry at all, for all we know. He's coming in, and he's an emotional wreck. He just went ahead and did some terrible aveira, and he feels either nervous or angry or depressed. We don't know exactly. And therefore, he says, I need some food. I need some physical pleasure to distract me, to go ahead and soothe my nerves. And it's a desperate need, and I'll do anything because I need it. It's a necessity. Otherwise, I'll be an emotional wreck. I need that. It becomes almost an incontrollable urge so that Yaakov can go ahead and ask for anything and he'll do it. That, I think, is shot in by Esav. What's very, very interesting is the contrast that we have to Yaakov, or to Yitzchak, really, to a tzaddik. You know, we would think that, okay, this is by a Rasha, okay, by a tzaddik, food serves no function. But we see that that's not true. So we have the Ramban. It's a very, very fascinating Ramban. It's one of the most fascinating Rambans. The truth is, the Ralbag is such a big Chiddush Ramban that the Ralbag basically says he holds it's not Mistavro. But the Ramban says it, and the Ran also says it. The question is, when Yitzchak wants to give a bracha to Esav, he asks him to bring food. The pasuk says to make the matamim, make the good food that I like. So what was that for? So the Ramban says two svaras, the three lines from the end. Rotsa lehon mimeno shei nafsho kshura binafsho beis hana. V'yivorech oso b'chefetz lei v'rotsan shalei. Okay, you can probably make a shmooze on that too, but I don't want to get distracted. He wanted to create a closer bond with Esav so that he can make the bracha b'leiv shalem. And there is definitely a shmooze on that, but let's leave that for the time being. Osho yodeya b'nafsho. Second reason. Ki acher ho'achido ho'isam is'aneges v'simcha yoch sam v'smecha. He would, that the eating would bring him a certain pleasure and happiness. And through that, he would get the Ruach HaKodesh, which would help him give the bracha. It's a pasuk in Melachim Beis that Elisha said, bring me someone to play music. And when the person would play the music, and then he got the Nevuah. That's a pasuk. This is a pasuk quoted. Which means that Elisha, when he wanted to get Nevuah, he needed a catalyst to get him, you know, Eina Nevua Shaira. The Gemara says, Eina Mitok Simcha. So he had to get the Simcha of the music to help him get the Nevua. And Yaakov, likewise, Yitzchak, he wants to get the Ruach HaKodesh to give a bracha. So he needs to get a little taste of some good food to give him a little bit of happiness, extra happiness, and he can get the Ruach HaKodesh, which is an amazing thing. That Yitzchak, who is the greatest tzaddik, right, greater than the Chofetz Chaim and the Vilna Gaon and Rabbi Akiva and whatever, he still, when he ate something that tastes good, oh, he got a little simcha. It's amazing. Because, first, it does taste good. We're not denying reality. If a human being is a human being, and when you taste something that tastes good, it tastes good. Now, it might be trivial. It is trivial. But it's true. You get that little bit of pleasure. So as a jump start to get him into the mood, to set the mood that he can get is Ruach HaKodesh, so that's proper, and that does work. So we're not saying that food, pleasures are treif. Fakert, we're also enjoying our food. With the Torah's Hashkafa is a person should take the food, and Hashem created food that have good taste, and one's supposed to enjoy it. But Pshat is, it's not, it's because it's a means, because it can bring to more Kedusha. The very fact that we have Oineg Shabbos is the biggest Ryan, Oineg Yontif. These are the holiest days of the year. The goal is not to get into the food. The goal is to get into the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif. It's like Yaakov, Yitzchak, V'yachon of Ruach HaKodesh. When we get in a good mood and Shabbos and Yontif because we have the food, then it's a means to get to the, oh, now we can jump a level. We're in the right mental frame of reference. So then it's easier to jump to Ruach HaKodesh. So it's an amazing contrast between the role of pleasures between Esav and a Yitzchak. Everyone's enjoying, so to speak, the food. I'm not even sure if Esav enjoyed the food. He's just, palitenu, it didn't even sound like he's enjoying it. Just pour it down my throat. But by Esav, it's a need. It's a drug. Without my drug, I can go crazy. I need my drug. I need my high. I need that thing to deaden my nerves, to go ahead and what the Simcha Zizel says, to nu secher la oive v'yayin amori nefesh, right? To go ahead and, because I have to forget the present, where I am, and just get into the food. While by a Yitzchak, the food is a pleasure, but we're taking the pleasure as a means to go ahead and bring us to the next step of Kedusha. So I think there are two Kedushim. There's one Kiddush in both ones. There's a Kiddush in the Esav that we should hear that food can be used as a drug. No, we don't really need it. And therefore, if we are in that situation, we should be aware of the fact that it's like when a person needs, we don't believe in drugs. Drugs are not healthy. It's just covering up your problems, and it's not healthy. A person should deal with his problems. So sometimes we have to be careful that we're not using food as a drug, as just a way of forgetting our problems, which is not healthy. We shouldn't be doing that. And the other chiddush is that food used properly, one can be a tremendous tzaddik and still enjoy the food, and it can actually be a vehicle to reach a higher level of Kedusha. I just want to, make a little bit of an application. It's, even though we don't usually make applications, but it's, I think it's a very nice application. I once heard, I don't remember from whom, could be I heard it from myself. Maybe I once said this shmooze. I heard a shmooze that there's a, which is relevant to the time of year. that there's a Rambam in one of his letters that he writes that he's talking about other religions versus Yiddishkeit. So he gives a mashal where a person is very impressed with a certain human. So what does he do? He wants to duplicate him. Can't duplicate a human. People do not have the ability to create a human. So he makes a statue, makes a picture, a painting, a statue of the person. You're making a picture of a statue. It's totally ain't a daima to the real thing. The statue is dead. The person is alive. The statue can't move, can't eat, can't think, can't talk, right? It's totally doesn't equal. It has no shaykhis, nothing. It's missing all the plemias. It's missing everything of greatness that the real person has. But it does have one thing. It's able to capture the external beauty. And the Rambam says that, in fact, if you're only capturing the external beauty, you can make the statue in that one regard even better than the person. The person can be 6 feet. You can make him a statue 10 feet. You can make a picture and you photograph and you can Photoshop it and get rid of his bald spot and get rid of his freckles and get rid of his pimples and his warts, whatever it is. Right? You can make the person more beautiful. But it's not really, because it's only a picture. It's fake. It's dead. So he says, the Rambam, that's what happened, that the Goyim were so impressed with Yiddishkeit that they wanted to make a replica. But they couldn't imitate, they couldn't make a replica. So they could only make a replica of the Chitzonius. Now, if you're only making a replica of the Chitzonius, you can do maybe even the Chitzonius, make it look even nicer, because the Chitzonius without the Pnimius is no Kunst. I don't think obviously the Rambam didn't apply it, but to give the example, Bismana, in this season of the year, so to speak, we have the Yontif called Chanukah. Now, Chanukah is, there's a lot of messages in Chanukah. We say, Tahorim Be'ad, Tzmeim Be'ad Tahorim, the whole idea that it's the Chanukah candles, a certain Kedusha, the idea that the tzaddikim could defeat the strong physical enemy of the Romans. There's a yisoides of emuna and bitochim and hashkacha pratis and neis nigla and the chashivas of kedusha and orat Torah. There's all these deep messages of Chanukah. There's also a very external chitzonius of Chanukah, that it's a happy day. And we make 8 days, and we spin the dreidel, and we give Chanukah gelt, okay? That is probably the most superficial part of Chanukah, but it's there. So came along the Goyim, and what did they do? They went ahead, and they made an imitation. So they couldn't imitate the Chanukah, the Pnimius. So they imitated the Chitzonius. No, they imitated the Chitzonius. They even made it better. You just get Chanukah gelt. We get these giant presents. So I forgot to say, the Rambam said, I left out the punchline. The Rambam said that what happens is that the idiots, and it's what the Rambam says, then they see the statue and they're more impressed with the statue than the real person, because the statue is bigger, is nicer. And they don't hear that the statue is only the Chitzonius. So it's the same thing as that we have in America today. That you have people, Lo Aleinu, they're, Jews, they look at Hanukkah, and they look at Christmas, and they say, their Yontif is better, right? They get more presents. Well, they get more presents than we get. So they're better. They don't have, their holiday is missing such, certain depth. All they have is Santa Claus chiming down the chimney, And there's no, and the elves or whatever. But there's a certain, the depth and the Kedusha of Chanukah they don't have. But the person doesn't see that. He only sees the Chitzonius. And therefore, what does he do? So he also has to have a Hanukkah tree. He also has to have, you know, so they went ahead and they were trying to steal what we had, and they couldn't even make the same thing. They made a very schwach, a superficial copy, and now we're jealous of their superficial copy. That's what I heard in Shmuz. So I think that it relied in what I'm saying here. It's the same thing. You can make the same vart. We have a tremendous source of simcha. We have what Yitzchak has here, the secret of happiness. A person can use the physical world as a way of jump-starting, getting himself in a good mood. We're not talking about preshes. We're talking Yitzchak was not being pirate. He's enjoying the delicious food that his son gave him. And he's using that as a way of bringing to Ruach HaKodesh, which is for sure the greatest simcha. And a person has such a tremendous simcha. He has life, has meeting, has kedusha, his vekis with Hashem. So it's a perfect combination. Comes along the Goyim, and the Goyim don't have that. And what we mentioned in a previous shmuz in the beginning of the year, you read the Mesidas Yesharim, the person, and he has what he, without Ruchnias, Olam Hazeh is a tremendously depressing place, because there's only, it's short, and there's only very limited pleasures, and after that it's over. And that's very, very depressing. It's a very depressing. The Bawi Musar all say that, even though I don't know if Goyim will admit to it, and they might not even know it consciously, but the Bawi Musar all say, the Yavid says it, that the reason why Goyim hate the Jews so much is there's a jealousy, because they have their life is short and then it's over, and they know that the Klal Yisrael has a nitzchias, life has a meaning, has a purpose, has a kedusha. They don't have that, and they know with a person it's so depressing. Okay, so now I'm 20, but what's going to be when I'm 30, and when I'm 30, what's going to be when I'm 40, and then it's over. You know, I'm an old man already, and then it's all downhill. And so we have a few parties, and that's it, and that's life, and that's the whole thing. So it's a very, so therefore, they don't have the secret of simcha. So what do they have to do? They have to do tenu secher la'oive v'yayin ameri nefshi. They have to do like Esav. They have to go ahead and do their parties to drown out their sorrow. If life is depressing, so then, it's not that the food is a means to help us get kedusha and to help us get simcha, so we can use it to learn better, to do more mitzvahs, to get more kedusha. It's they're using their simcha to a way of forgetting all their problems. You know, it's a way of, okay, so forget about the week, but now the weekend we party all night. Okay, the week we work. So therefore, It's a substitution. They can't have the real simcha that we have. So they go ahead and they have to substitute something else, which is a very poor substitute. Comes along some people, let's say last year in the high school, we had on our Rosh Chodesh, on the other, you know, the Goyim have a rave. Well, I never heard with the word rave before, but okay. So we have to have not fair. We don't need a rave, right? That the hargosha, the feeling that if the goyim have it and they enjoy it so much, so we want it too. The person has to hear that Baruch Hashem, they do it because they're stuck. They need it. But a person in the proper, a person should have the feeling that he doesn't need that. He should be happy that Baruch Hashem, we're a whole different system. We have a much deeper, better system of getting simcha. It's a much deeper simcha. It's a simcha of meaning. It's a simcha, a person who can feel that he is doing, he's connecting to the Kedusha of Torah, you know, to getting Ruach HaKodesh, even if it's on an infinitesimal level. So even if it's only one mitzvah, right? Even if they're the same mitzvah, Simcha Zisel, person can just do one mitzvah his whole life, it's a tremendous success. So that should give us such simcha that we don't need their simcha. It's so stupid that we have the secret of the real simcha, and they are stuck. They're jealous in the sense of us, and they're therefore you creating a superficial, external form of simcha, which is not real simcha because they can't make the real thing. And then we're jealous of them, and we try and steal what they have. So just like obviously on Hanukkah, Hanukkah should be Hanukkah and not Christmas. In everything, we have to make sure that we shouldn't be we shouldn't be influenced by what the goyim have. Because we have to realize that very often their forms of enjoyment, of pleasure, is because they don't have the real thing. And if Baruch Hashem, if we have something which is real, it's silly to substitute something which is real for something which is fake.